insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Welcome again to the program. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of His holy book. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
We're discussing the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of the hypocrites in the beginning of this surah, Surah Baqarah. We reached verse number 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this holy verse that وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. We've given, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two descriptions, two outward descriptions of them. One was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they cause corruption, but when you ask them, they say, we are reformers. This was number one. Two was, when you tell them, believe like everybody else, be true believers, act according to every single teaching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that the Holy Prophet gives. Accept everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and His Prophet announces to the people. But they say that's what the fools do. They consider themselves more intelligent than everybody else. They think they're the smart ones, and those who truly believe are the fools, and it is actually the other way around. The third outward description that they have, which is one of the most dangerous traits that they have, is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet the faithful, they say, we believe. Well, whether through words or through actions, they pretend, in other words, that they do believe. But this is the dangerous part. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. But when they are alone with their devils, with the faithless, that are causing corruption and trying to destroy the Muslims and the message of Islam and wipe it off the face of the earth, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ, that we are with you, we're not with them. Yeah, we live in their community, we live amongst them, we attend their centers, we attend their programs, but we're not with them. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ, we are only ridiculing them. We're making fun of them, we're mocking them. We're with you, we're not with them. This is very dangerous. But hypocrites, hypocrisy, is pretending something you're not. Okay, there's hypocrites that have this trait. They really don't believe in anything, but they're living in a Muslim society. They're living amongst Muslims. They don't truly believe, but just because my relatives are Muslim and I want to live with them and not have a problem, I pretend like I'm a Muslim and I fast and I pray and all of that. But in my heart, I truly don't believe. But I don't have any relation with the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Now, this type of hypocrisy is problematic, but mostly for the individual himself. This piece of the description is for the hypocrites who their hypocrisy is not just at that individual level. They actually have ties with the kuffar. Let me explain this a little more. In the verse, it didn't say, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ, when they are alone with the kuffar, with the ones that do not believe they are such, that they say, we're with you. No, it says, إِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, when they're alone with their devils, with the shayateen. The shaytan means someone that's devilish, not iblis. The name of shaytan himself, we call him shaytan because he's devilish. Otherwise, the name of shaytan, his true name, is Iblis. He had a name, but because of this shaytana, his devilishness, we call him the devil in the Islamic texts. So it says that when they are alone with their devils, not with the kuffar, it's not bad to be around non-Muslims. Okay, it's not haram to be around non-Muslims. The Holy Prophet lived amongst all those non-Muslims when he was in Mecca, when he was preaching them. A lot of people had not accepted that religion. He had some relations with some of them. Some of them were his relatives. That is not bad in and of itself. That's not wrong. It's the shayateen. It's the devils. Those who are causing corruption, trying to get rid of the Muslims, trying to cause deviation and corruptions in the message of Islam because they feel threatened by the message of Islam. They feel that their power is getting more and more limited in the world. Once they used to rule the entire universe, they thought. And now, because of the message of Islam and the awakening of the Muslims, they feel their powers being limited. Those are the shayateen, the devils, who are trying to cause corruption, try to deviate Islam from its true path, telling the Muslims, yeah, it's okay to be Muslims, but just, you know, take this part out of Islam, or take the other part out of Islam. This is not Islam. This is actually, you know what? This was added on by these other people. You know what? This was for those times. This is the Prophet. This wasn't truly because, or the message of Islam. This was something that applied for 1400 years ago. People were not really civilized. You needed to treat them like that, or this and that. Well, nowadays it doesn't apply. They try to deviate. They try to get rid of the Muslims. They attack Muslim countries. They attack and kill Muslims. Those are the shayateen. When they go, now I'm mentioning these examples for us to apply this to our time and age, because as I explained, and needs to be explained more and more, is that these verses are not for us to learn history. That's not the point of the Holy Quran. The point in the Holy Quran is for us to learn these points, these traits, these descriptions, for us to apply them in this time and age. These traits do not only apply to the hypocrites at that time. These are universal traits of hypocrites. They apply to all hypocrites. We're supposed to take these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them, so we can take them and identify the munafiqeen in our communities so that we will not fall in their trap and be deceived by their claims of being true believers and trying to help and cause reform and take the Muslim community back to what it was at the time of the Holy Prophet. This is dangerous, that they say when they go to their devils, when they go to those who do not have faith and they are the enemies of the Muslims, they say, we're with you, we're fine with you, you're great, we love you. So when they're with the Muslims, with the mu'mineen in the masajid, in the centers, they're calling out Islam, the Holy Prophet, crying, reciting Holy Quran and all of that. But then when they go to the other guys, they say, hey, we're fine with you, we love you, you're great. Well, they're killing Muslims. They're killing the mu'mineen. They're spending all kinds of money to deviate the message of Islam. But once they're with them, say, hey, we're with you, you're fine, you're great, we love you. This is very dangerous. Because we identify those kuffar, those who are trying to deviate the message of Islam, those who are causing hardship to the Muslims, those who are killing the Muslims, we know who they are, and we stay away from them. But these people seem to be one of us. They seem to be our own guys. But truly, in their hearts, they're not. They're with them. And this is the dangerous part.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ
So they say we are ridiculing them. We're making fun of them. We're mocking them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's what you think. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon. It is Allah who is mocking and ridiculing them and leaves them bewildered in their rebellion. They are lost themselves. They are truly lost. They think they know what they're doing. But at the end of the life, when the angel of death comes, they will realize that they've gone and taken every single route the wrong way.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ
They are the ones who bought error and misguidance for guidance. So their trade did not profit them, nor were they guided. It's interesting. We have a number of cases in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word ishtaraw, or they bought. They bought something in return for something. Sometimes it's used for the mu'mineen. It says, in Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala buys the souls of the muslimin from them because of their actions. But sometimes, or many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it about non-believers, those who are not truly believers. And in numerous cases, it's about the munafiqeen, people who pretend to be something that they're not, or people who knowingly and willingly go against the truth. Like for those of the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews that were living in Medina, they had the signs of the Holy Prophet. This is a very interesting story. I don't want to get into it in detail, but the fact of the matter is that the Jews that were settled, that had settled in Medina, that's not their homeland. Their homeland is not Medina. Medina did not have the best weather. The reason why they moved over there was because they were waiting. They were awaiting the coming of the last messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew all the signs of his coming. They knew that he would be going to Medina after being in Mecca. That's why they chose Medina to live in. This was a few generations back of the people that lived at the time of the Prophet. So they came there for that purpose. Their scholars knew all of that. Yet when the Prophet came, they changed the meaning of those revelations that they had about the signs of the Holy Prophet. In that case too, it says that they اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى, that they bought error and misguidance for guidance. It usually talks about cases where there's some people, there are people that misguide others, that cause problems and corruptions with others. This is used. They bought error and misguidance for guidance. But this trade, because of that, will not have any profit, and they are not going to be guided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the Holy Quran the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to. And we ask Him to help us not fall in the traps of the hypocrites. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Qayyum, Ya Qayyum, Ya Qayyum.